Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Another exciting victory for your team on Saturday as you beat Towson 24-17. Just talk about what impressed you most about the way your guys played.
I think just very resilient at times, you know, on defense, especially in some tough situations. Played well in big moments. The offense, you know, we're just not all the way in sync yet, but we had some really good drives and shot ourselves in the foot here or there with a turnover, got us in a little bit of trouble. But at the end of the day, the kids are playing really hard, fighting through. Towson's, you know, a typical of our league, is a good football team. They were big, and I thought their quarterback played very, very well in his decision making. So it was a tight game as usual, and we were really happy to be able to come out of there with a road victory.
Second time in 3 weeks that your defense has stood up on a big play at the goal line. Just talk about the stop that they were able to get at the end and how much confidence that group's got to have right now at this point with some of the things they've done this season.
Yeah, they're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, I think there's a really good relationship on that side with the coordinator, Coach Nessel. The position coaches are doing a good job. It's just, you know, it's a fun thing to see when a group of kids start really believing in what you're doing, and they believe, and they feel like they're, if they give great effort, they can make plays. We really didn't play our best game defensively, I don't think, but we played well in big moments, which is very important. And the goal line stands. They just are trying to keep me young, Rob's all I can figure. The fourth and one was a spectacular play by Elijah Hills. Swims his guy and makes contact about 2 yards deep in the backfield, and the linebackers came in and finished it off with penetration. So lots of important plays in the game, but obviously that was the most important and a really, really big play.
First question this morning from Kevin Marshall. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you. I'm mute, Kevin.
My bad, y'all. Good morning, Coach. You go on the road and play a tough New Hampshire team. Your defense has been outstanding. What are you going to tell your group this week about such a dynamic group of players on that New Hampshire offense?
Yeah, they're good. I think tell them the same thing we tell them every week is to play our game. We have to take care of ourselves. You know, I think Saturday we had some errors that you give Towson credit for forcing. They did a good job in a couple areas to put us in tough situations. But there were some mental errors and blunders that we haven't had happen much this year. And I think they are self-inflicted, and we need to clean all that up. You're playing against good people every week. They do a great job at New Hampshire. The quarterback is lights out. The running back obviously is, I think, as good a player that's ever played in this league. And they got good supporting role around it. And their coordinator and coaches do a great job. So they keep you on your toes. We know what we're in for. We've traveled to New Hampshire and played them a lot over the last 10 years I've been here. You know, we've played well and tough there. It's a tough place to play. So we're not going to change anything. We're just going to try to do it better than we did last week to try to get a win this weekend.
Greg, 23 tackles for Dylan Kelly. We've talked about him a lot in the year that he's having, but how good was that performance? You ever had a guy with 23 tackles?
Yeah, actually I have. And he was a D lineman. His name was Joe Villano. He did it against Georgia Tech one year, which was one of the most spectacular efforts I've ever seen by a player. But I will say, you know, I've been around a lot of great linebackers. Dylan Kelly's just getting better and better every week. And he was everywhere. You know, he made a bunch of big plays. He was physical. He had a big steal. He literally stole the football off the quarterback while he was tacking him on a quarterback draw. You know, he's really developing and playing really well. It was a legit thing, too. And what gets lost in sometimes when you see that many tackles, I think he had 4 tackles in special teams, too. So he's down the field on kickoff. He's on punt. You know, he's doing everything right now for us. And that was a great game, as good as I've seen by a linebacker.
and maybe getting lost a bit at Origin Charles 17, and then that big interception. And in addition to that, that set up that game time field goal. Just maybe talk about his game as well.
Yeah, the linebackers played their best overall game. I think they. I told Ori, I felt bad. I told Ori, I said it's not. It's pretty rare you get 17 plays, 17 tackles, and interception, play well, and you don't get the player of the game internally, let alone in the conference. I said, but you know, you guys played well, and you know, and our outside linebacker, you know, they're one of the plays on the goal line. They were able to get a matchup of a wide receiver on our outside linebacker, and he had to cover a man to man, and he did a really good job knocking the ball. It was been a tough catch, but he fought and competed and pulled the ball out. So kudos to him. The linebacking corps played very well.
Offensively, I know, as you said, the yardage and the numbers maybe not quite where you wanted, but you guys had the long drive that you weren't able to score on in the first quarter, then two long drives that you did get touchdowns on in the second quarter, not as much in the second half. What did you like? What were you able to do well in those two long drives? And then what kind of was missing a little bit in the second half?
You know, we got out of sync. When we went up 14-3, I felt like we were really playing well. And you know, there was a pretty controversial call that got a first down, and then they capitalized on and got a field goal and cut it to 14-6. And then we fumble the kickoff. And now all of a sudden it's 14-9, and momentum is kind of crushed a little bit. And, you know, we really had a reset. I thought the offense did a lot of really good things. I'm not a big yardage guy. I'm about winning the game, and sometimes that plays into it. But we played well on offense in stretches. We scored when we needed to score, and sure, we'd have loved to put another one on the board there and make it a little more comfortable. But, you know, they're not in sync all the way yet, but we're getting there. And I think there's been some injuries and issues we've dealt with that have slowed them up a little bit. But, you know, number seven gives us a chance at every game. I thought he played very well. His numbers were great, and he made pretty good decisions. So, you know, we'll be fine there. And the kick game has continued to be very solid, you know, so we're playing all three phases pretty well. I'd sure like to see some more explosion on offense, but, you know, it's hopefully coming.
I know last year you guys came up short in a lot of close games, and that seemed to snowball. When you're having a year like you are 4-0 now against FCS teams, and you've won some really dramatic close games, do you sense that momentum going that way, where you really get confidence, and there's a confidence in your sideline that you guys are going to find a way to win games?
You know, I think that there certainly is a you can get in a rut on the losing end, and you certainly can get confidence in the winning end. And I think we're playing confident. You know, I think more important than that, I think, you know, I've always believed that defense is what you need to be good at to really win championships. And you know, we're playing better on defense, which that gives me more confidence than anything else. That, you know, it's weird when you get down on the goal line at the end of a game and the game's on the line, and you feel like you're going to get a stop. I mean, that's always tough down there. And I think, you know, they're just tough along in short yards. We had multiple third down stops. We had another fourth down stop earlier, you know, on a toss sweep, a play we never saw them run. So, you know, they've been resilient and playing hard. And if we can continue to play that way on defense, we'll have a shot in every game.
You touched on all the weapons that New Hampshire has offensively. What concerns you about the New Hampshire defense?
You know, they just have always been good on defense. And I know last week was probably an outlier for them. Just they struggle a little bit, you know, and Towson's getting better every week. You know, I mean, they're a good team. So I think they're athletic, and I think they can rush the passer, which is a problem. And they load the box to stop the run. You know, they don't make anything easy for you. You know, they're just a good football team. New Hampshire's been good for a long time, and it's developed into a really nice rivalry for us. And I think that, you know, we're excited about going up there to play a big game against defending conference champs, and it'll be a big challenge. I feel like we're on the road every week. I can name all the rest stops around here now. So it's another road game, but, you know, we'll get there and we're going to give our best effort Saturday.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to New Hampshire. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah.